Tuesday, April 7th, The Call of the Wild Essay Preparation. Objective: you will create a beginning sketch of your paragraph describing the bull that buck hunts. Action items: A. Learn about the descriptive essay. B. Reread from pages 62 through the top of 64. C. Prepare to write your paragraph. And D. Develop a thesis statement for your paragraph. A. Learn about the descriptive essay. Directions: carefully read over the explanation of the kind of essay you will be writing this week. The descriptive essay. Now that we have finished reading Jack London's The Call of the Wild, we now have the opportunity to write about the text in detail. The kind of writing we will be doing this week is called descriptive writing. Unlike a literary analysis paragraph in which you explain a quotation from the text, most of the descriptive paragraph will be made up of your own words. You will describe a character, place, or event from the story in vivid detail and thoughtful reflection. A descriptive paragraph is developed through specific observations of the senses. Sensory images inform our feelings about a text as we read. Directions: read this passage from A Tale of Two Cities. Underline each sensory description and notice how it informs your feeling about the text. The Dover Road lay, as to him, beyond the Dover Mail as it lumbered up Shooter's Hill. He walked uphill in the mire by the side of the mail, as the rest of the passengers did, not because they had the least relish for walking exercise under the circumstances, but because the hill and the harness and the mud and the mail were all so heavy that the horses had three times already come to a stop, besides once drawing the coach across the road with a mutinous intent of taking it back to Blackheath. Reins and whips and coachman and guard, however, in combination, had read that article of war which forbade a purpose otherwise strongly in favor of the argument that some brute animals are endued with reason, and the team had capitulated and returned to their duty. With drooping heads and tremulous tails, they mashed their way through the thick mud, floundering and stumbling between whiles as if they were falling to pieces at the large joints. As often as the driver rested them and brought them to a stand with a wary, "Whoa, so-ho then," the near leader violently shook his head and everything upon it, like an unusually emphatic horse, denying that the coach could be got up the hill. Whenever the leader made this rattle, the passenger started, as a nervous passenger might, and was disturbed in mind. There was a streaming mist all in the hollows, and it had roamed, in its forlornness, up the hill like an evil spirit, seeking rest and finding none. A clammy and intensely cold mist, it made its slow way through the air ripples that visibly followed and overspread one another, as the waves of an unwholesome sea might do. It was dense enough to shut out everything from the light of the coach lamps, but these its own workings, and a few yards of road. And the reek of the laboring horses steamed into it as if they had made it all. How many senses did Charles Dickens get you to use in these paragraphs? 3, 4, 5? In the descriptive paragraph, you will go back to your reading of The Call of the Wild and describe the bull that Buck hunted in this kind of vivid detail, in as many sentences as it takes to complete that task. Schufert, 10-14. Therefore, your direction for this week's assignment is: write a paragraph vividly describing the moose bull that Buck hunts in Chapter 7. Now, you will have the opportunity to go back to the text to inventory important details that you may or may not have missed in your first reading.